Later this month, family members of people killed in Mexico's drug war will embark on a 20-city caravan across the United States to bring attention to the cost in lives of U.S. drug policy. It's a project of the Caravan for Peace with Justice and Dignity, which Mexican poet Javier Cecilia initiated when his son, who was not involved in the drug trade, was killed in a drug-related shooting. The caravan sets out from San Diego, California on August 12th with a stop in New York, culminating in Washington, D.C. It is being supported by a coalition of more than 100 civil rights organizations, including the NAACP. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the issue with Diane Goldstein, a former lieutenant with the Redondo Beach, California Police Department, who is now a spokesperson for the national group Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Last year, they did a caravan for peace throughout Mexico, and this year, the goal is to draw attention to the significant number of deaths that continue to happen every day in Mexico, related specifically to the drug war and to the failed policies of the United States of America.
I wonder if you could maybe clarify for us. I'm especially interested in the focus about emphasizing how the drug war has victims in both countries. Could you maybe clarify in what way do we see victims in Mexico? What way do we see victims in the States?
One of the, I think, the tie-ins to both countries are the deaths that are associated with the continued illegal market that's caused by prohibition. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the United States back in the 1940s, and it caused a level of violence by the black market because criminal organizations were involved and because government chose to not regulate a dangerous substance. So from the United States perspective, the drug war has caused the overcriminalization of our society. And all the facts have shown through the last 40 years that if we had taken a medical view of drug addiction and had appropriately regulated the market, whether it's legalizing and regulating marijuana that allows research or making drug addiction a public health issue, that our society would have been much better off. What has occurred on the Mexican side has been what I would almost call a genocide. And I just read an article today, or actually several, and one of them is on Borderland Beat, that really talks about the number of murders is not, you know, the 50 to 55,000 that the major media says, but it's actually over 83,000 murders during the last 6 years with the escalation of the drug war in Mexico by Calderon. And you have to remember is the United States government has perpetuated that by continuing to fund their drug war. I think we have sent millions and millions of dollars in regards to intelligence assets, money, equipment, and other things to try to combat the drug cartels. And what we've seen is the drug cartels, every time we lope someone's head off, 10 other people and 10 other gangs just appear. So what we're doing doesn't work on either side of the border. And our border is so vast that we're never going to control this unregulated market by continuing to do the same failed policies. The only thing prohibition does on both sides is causes death and overcriminalization.
Now, your background is in law enforcement. What do you think is the significance of yourself and your organization, people in law enforcement coming out and saying that they have a problem with the drug war?
I liken this to the Vietnam War. It took America quite a few years to realize that the war in Vietnam really wasn't a win. It was a failure. And it took me, I spent almost 22 years in law enforcement in the height of the drug war ramp up from 1983 to 2004. And what I saw from law enforcement is that we have failed in our service to our communities. And what perpetuating the drug war has done, it has polarized us from those that we are sworn to serve. We're no longer peace officers doing what's best to maintain peace and order, but we just police people in this endless war. It's a rhetorical war that nobody's going to win. we're never going to have a drug-free America. There's never been a society dating back to ancient times that has ever been drug-free. So from a policing perspective, we must create new strategies and alternatives that are fiscally wise and serve the needs of all our population, not just people who aren't drug addicts. We need to educate. We need to introduce harm reduction strategies. We need to take money from enforcement and stigmatizing those who have addictions and to treat them. And we have to understand that there is, in fact, responsible drug use.
Now, we have heard this discussion growing in recent years. Do you feel that you're at the point where policymakers, especially our representatives in Washington, the executive branch, et cetera, are at least close to even discussing this or maybe making a move and starting a dialogue about whether or not we should continue with this drug war?
I think that what you've seen this year politically is we're now at the point, and I would call it the tipping point, that the discussion is being heard and people understand it. Recently out of Texas, you had a Democrat who was elected who basically stated quite upfront that, you know, the drug war had failed and marijuana should be legalized. In the state of Oregon, you had an attorney general who was elected because of her stance on making cannabis and marijuana enforcement the lowest priority from a policing and an investigative standpoint. You know, you have the city of Seattle city attorney who also has done the same thing. And so it's no longer taboo to discuss the failures. And, in fact, our police chiefs and our politicians have been discussing those failures for years behind closed doors. There was a poll conducted, I think it was about 2005, by a national chiefs organization, and 82% of the police chiefs who returned the poll, and it was a significant number, I think it was something like, you know, over 15,000, said that the current policy had done nothing to reduce the consumption of drugs in America. So our chiefs know it. Our politicians know it. The Gallup polls and other polls are showing it. So we're at that point. And I think that the problem is right now is politicians are afraid of change.
Diane Goldstein is a spokesperson for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, a police group that opposes Washington's drug war. She was interviewed by WBAI's Jose Santiago.